You're listening to Casual Talk Radio, where common sense is still the norm. Whether you're a new or longtime listener, we appreciate you joining us today. Visit us at casualtalkradio.net. And now, here's your host, Leister.
The last time I went through this nonsense was 2014. And I only went through it back then because I really had no choice, because I was the rent. Basically, they were going to skyrocket the rent, and I'm like, screw you, bro. And I'm now in that situation again. Leister here at casualtalkradio.net welcomes you, or welcomes you back. And today, I'm going to be talking about a bill that applies to the state of Mississippi. I'm not in Mississippi, but the bill, I did want to read it through. But just to keep everybody in the loop, I am in the process of trying to buy a home. Paperwork side's done, but now I've got to actually find it. It's an extremely hot market where I'm at. So I've got a showing tomorrow in the midday to go up there, and it's not exactly what I want, you know, but I'm open and flexible. You know, as long as I'm not a fixer, you know, I'm open to flex. So I'm going to check it out, see what it's talking about. And then there's another one, and I'm banting, but it's tough. I mean, you know, they'll be listed for sale, and then 2 days later, it's off the market. It's bad. So that's what's going on in my world. And I got the hiccups just before I got on the air, and I'm heavily congested. So I'll apologize if any of that comes through. I'll do the best I can not to let it. This bill from Mississippi, the Mississippi Women's Bill of Rights, House Bill 1607, is what I'm going to be talking about. And again, I'm not in Mississippi, but I wanted to talk through the bill because at worst, you'll get a good chuckle out of what it says. Not to laugh at it, but to laugh at the fact that we even have to write this into a bill. Because I think most listening to me will agree that having to write this into a bill simply outlines the sad state of our country and why other countries laugh at us. So I'm going to read through the bill and share my thoughts on certain parts of it, and then we'll wrap up. This may be a reasonably short episode because this is a very short bill. It's actually short and to the point, and this is being expedited very quickly through. So, quote, an act to be known as the Mississippi Women's Bill of Rights to declare certain legislative findings, to define various terms and declare restrictions on the use of certain other terms as those defined and restricted terms are used in statutes, and for related purposes, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Mississippi. Section 1. This act shall be known and may be cited as the Mississippi Women's Bill of Rights. Section 2. The legislature finds, A. Men and women are legally equal, but possess unique and immutable biological difference that manifest before birth and increase as they age and experience puberty. Stop. First of all, there's a grammatical error there. What they mean is differences. It's a small thing, but I noticed it. But unique and immutable biological differences that manifest before birth and increase as they age and experience puberty. What it's referring to is the fact that men, biologically speaking, men are going to be stronger, men are going to be faster, men's bone density is different, weight gain is different, everything physiologically is different. There is a narrative that surgery can emulate that same condition, and I would argue that it cannot perfectly emulate that same to the same precision. There's a boxer, and this is another sad state of our society. There's a boxer out there. It's actually a female that did full-on conversion. If you look at this person, you can't tell that this was a female prior to the surgery. I mean, this person went all the way through, all the way, snips and everything, and then took steroids, it's obvious, to build a muscular frame. A beard, grew out a full beard, shaved the head, facial structure, everything looks like a male. But this person was born female. Just recently got knocked out in 21 seconds by an actual male boxer. Clarissa Shields, who's a boxer, she's pretty durable, she's pretty tough, gets dropped in some sparring, that footage got put out. The point is, it doesn't matter what supplements you take, it doesn't matter what you inject, it doesn't matter what medical science that you put in your body, the biological differences between men and women is truly immutable, as in you can't change it. And I know that there's some who do the other side, right? You were born a male and you want to convert to being female, and so you do all sorts of surgery and pills and everything else to dumb yourself down, but it's still there. Your bone structure is not changing. It can't. So everything that makes you a male is still there. Everything that makes you a female is still there, regardless of what surgical changes you apply. That's what A is referring to, and I agree with it. B, the state of Mississippi has an important interest in preventing unjust sex discrimination and in maintaining safety, privacy, and fairness for all Mississippians. Stop. The key word here is sex discrimination. I'll come back to it. C, biological differences between the sexes are enduring and, in some circumstances, may warrant the creation of separate social, educational, athletic, or other spaces in order to ensure safety or allow members of each sex to succeed and thrive. Stop. There's that word sex again. We'll come back to it. D, inconsistencies in court rulings and policy initiatives regarding sex discrimination and common sex-based words have endangered women's rights and resources and have put the existence of sex-based legal distinctions in jeopardy. Stop. So, inconsistencies in court rulings, geez, I can't say it any better, because what this is saying is, well, since none of you can seem to agree on things we know to be the truth, and you're putting out mixed messages to people, we're just going to put this in writing, what we shouldn't have to, because you guys can't make up your mind. So we're going to make it up for you. That's basically what it's saying. Because what they're trying to do is create one message and let's move on. Now, it's going to get fought, but the point is, at least they're trying to create one message. Section 3. In order to prevent unjust discrimination, maintain safety, protect privacy, and ensure fairness, the following terms have been defined as ascribed in this section. A. Woman means an adult human of the female sex. B, man means an adult human of the male sex. C, girl means a human female who is a legal minor as defined in section 1327, unless otherwise provided by a specific statute. D, boy means a human male who is a legal minor as defined in section 1327, unless otherwise provided by a specific statute. Stop for those four. I don't know that I agree with the definition of girl and boy, right? If we wish they all could be California girls, are we saying that we're chasing minors? You know, if was Katy Perry a minor when she sang California Girls? I'm asking, right? So I understand what they're trying to do. I think the girl and the boy is a little bit too extreme because saying girl doesn't necessarily mean you're a minor. 18-year-old girls, right? There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're a minor. So I don't necessarily agree with those. But adult human of the female sex, adult human of the male sex, I'm fine with those definitions. I'm not really fine with the girl and the boy definitions. I think those are a little bit too rigid. I think what they're just going extreme to try to cut off at the pass this surgical procedure rush of underage people. But I don't like the words thrown in of minor because it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a minor to use those terms. E, mother means a female parent of a child or children. I'm fine with that. F, father means a male parent of a child or children. I'm fine with that. G, female, when this term is used in reference to a natural person, key, means an individual who has, had, will have through the course of normal development or would have, but for a developmental anomaly, genetic anomaly, or accident, the reproductive system that at some point produces ova. Stop. So I'm okay with this definition because it's certainly better than what the White House put out in terms of, quote, birthing people, which I found offensive, frankly, and I'm a male, but that's offensive, birthing people. And they put that in writing. This, I'm okay with this definition. What it's saying is due to no surgical procedure that we can talk about, by your natural course, what you were born with, you're able to give birth. Now, here's where it kind of gets a little sticky, right? If you're a female that's not able to give birth, and it does call out the developmental anomaly, genetic anomaly, or accident, right? It tries to caveat these things, certainly. But what about the ones where they chose to have their, say, their tubes tied, right? Or let's say that they were disabled. And it says accident, but a disability isn't an accident. A disability could have happened just because of, let's say, ALS, something other that disables you over time. That's not a genetic anomaly. It's not developed, you know. Let's say there's something where you're still eligible or can do by way of some surgical procedure, some form of IVF, right, and give birth. Maybe you don't produce ova of your own, but you can still give birth. I don't know that this includes that population, and I don't know that that population is significant enough to do so. I'm calling out that I think they were trying to catch all points and may have missed some that might cause some nervousness and some appeal. Now, I think the vast majority of women in this state support what they see. I'm just calling out, let me do the devil's advocate on some of this stuff. H, male, when this term is used in reference to a natural person, means an individual who has, had, will have through the course of normal development, or would have, but for a developmental anomaly, genetic anomaly, or accident, the reproductive system that at some point produces sperm. I'm perfectly fine with that definition. I, sex, means a person's biological sex, either male or female, as observed or clinically verified at birth. Sex is objective and fixed. There are only two sexes, and every individual is either male or female. Sex does not include gender identity or other terms intended to convey a person's subjective sense of self. Gender identity and other such subjective terms may not be used as synonyms or substitutes for sex. Stop. That's the controversial one that's causing some furor across social media. Now let's go back where I said I'd come back to section 2B. Quote, the state of Mississippi has an important interest in preventing unjust sex discrimination. So, sex discrimination. If we define sex as you're either a male or a female, and bottom line, it's based on what you were born as and what you were observed as, and it's biological, irrespective of any surgical procedure, if we accept their definition as what it is, what they're saying is two-sided, okay? You can't say, if you are a male, we are not going to discriminate against you as a male, and if you're a female, we're not going to discriminate against you as a female. That's what they're saying in Section 2B. If you're chuckling or you're shaking your head, why did this need to be written down? Please continue, because you have every right to do so. Section 2C, quote, biological differences between the sexes are enduring and in some circumstances may warrant the creation of separate social, educational, athletic, or other spaces in order to ensure safety or allow members of each sex to succeed and thrive. Stop. This is mostly around women, and we know why. Because the whole equality, and I'll get to that later, the whole equality conversation, and various women will tell you this that are ethical, the equality conversation was not, we want to do what you're doing with you or compete against you. It was never, I can beat you. There are certain women that are saying this. They don't mean what they're saying, because we've already seen women get schooled. Thus, Venus and Serena got schooled by a man who was sitting on his couch drinking beer, had not trained, got up and schooled them. This is years ago. So we know that they don't mean what they're saying. This is saying, no, women should be allowed to participate in the same kinds of sports, but they are catered to their gender. You have women's baseball, you have women's basketball, you have women's tennis, etc., and so on. Even women's combat sports are perfectly fine. That's what it's saying. That there is a clear delineation in the sports catered around those genders to help protect them. That's what it's saying. And they can thrive within those, but never shall the two intersect. And it's really talking about where there's a risk that one of the two is going to be set off, right? If the female tries to go into men's boxing, we already know what's going to happen 99.9% of the time, so we're not doing that. That's essentially what they're saying. Section 2D, quote, inconsistencies in court rulings and policy initiatives regarding sex discrimination and common sex-based words have endangered women's rights and resources and have put the existence of sex-based legal distinctions in jeopardy. Stop. So this is simply referring to this idea. If we want to blend all this all together, right? If we blend it, what happens? You lose the separate considerations that were given to different genders on purpose. Women's voting rights. Let's say the fight, if we go back to the fight was for them to have the right to vote just like men were able to vote. Women being able to suffrage, right? Women being able to work, women being able to do what they can do, not to compete, but simply so they have a level playing field. What this bullet's specifically saying is if you try to blend this around and you're trying to get rid of these common terms, the whole birthing people thing, right? If you're trying to get rid of these common terms, you risk degrading those separate rights and privileges given to each gender for the reason that they were. And when you have all these laws that are specifically built to protect, there's laws like Protect Black Women and Girls Acts and so on. Now you're dumbing those laws down. They're losing their power because of the reason that they were created in the first place, which is what it's trying to push back against. Now, whether you agree with the impetus behind that, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. Now let's go back down to here. So we're back in section three, bullet two, quote, whenever the term girl or boy is used in a statute in reference to the participation of a high school aged individual in a school or extracurricular program, the terms may not be understood to exclude the participation of a student who is a woman or man respectively. Stop. So here's the problem. Notice that said high school aged individual. There are some high school aged individuals that are 18. Depends on when you were born. Well, an 18-year-old by other law is not a minor. So you've already contradicted yourself, which is that's part of the problem, is when you say these things, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. So then it gets a little bit fluffy near the end. So when a term girl or boy is used in a statute in reference to the participation of a high school-aged individual. So let's say there's some law and it's referring to when a girl is playing, I don't know, basketball or something, then it says the terms may not be understood to exclude the participation of a student who is a woman or man, respectively. It reads very confusing. It feels like it's unnecessary, but it reads as though they're trying to CYA on the fact that they called out minors just up above. And here what they're saying is, well, we understand that there's some that might actually qualify as an adult by way of their actual age, depending on when they were in high school. Like, why do you need to call that out? Why don't you just fix that whole minor business up above? I don't know. That's how I feel. Bullet three, quote, persons with DSD conditions, sometimes referred to as differences in sex development, disorders of sex development, or intersex conditions, are not members of a third sex. Persons with a congenital and medically verifiable DSD diagnosis must be accommodated consistent with state and federal law. Stop. So, a DSD condition in general sense is when you, bottom line, you're born with genitalia either in addition to or in lieu of the genitalia that matches your biological sex, according to their terms. So, or you might have both, right? And so there's a small population of people, and it's essentially a defect at birth. And what they're saying is, well, the fact that that's happened to you does not create a third sex. So transgender, it doesn't create that third sex. It simply means you have this condition and we need to accommodate the condition, right? We need to know it. We need to document it and prove it. So this gets into some privacy concerns because some of those people may not want to divulge that they have this condition. I'm saying if you want to be treated, and I'm talking when I say the law, I'm saying if you want to be treated equal, we will accommodate you, but we need to know that's what happened. It doesn't mean that you're a different sex. It means that, let's say you're male and you happen to have a vagina, or you're female and you happen to have a penis or something else, does not create, and it's quantifying it as saying it's something that you were born with, right? Or something that is a disorder over time. Like, let's say it was mutilated. Because some countries, there's mutilation of that, of the, you know, genitalia. That's also kind of considered in this as well. So they're trying to purposely exclude transgender, essentially, with the way that they worded it. Bullet 4, quote, equal does not necessarily mean same or identical with respect to the treatment of persons of different sexes because their objective, immutable, and enduring physical differences between males and females, stop, goes to what I said before. They're saying we're not trying to talk about equality when we talk about different sexes because they cannot do. You cannot have that level of equality. And if we're going to talk about equal, we have to quantify what it means. It doesn't mean the same. It means level playing field. As in, and this is where it's going to get some battle, some pushback, because when you talk about salary, right, in the workplace, that has to be the same job. There are certain jobs women are physically not able to do. There are certain jobs women don't want to do. There are jobs men don't want to do. If I have a job that a female cannot physically do it, she cannot physically do it because of biological limitations. Is it fair to look at the numbers and say, look, this guy over here is making 80 grand a year to work the Earl rig on something where she physically can't do it? That's what it's calling out, is we have to be a little bit more clear when we say equal pay, equal treatment, equal whatever, that it never meant same. It meant level playing field, and it has to be considerate of the gender and specific to that gender. Section 4, quote, if any provision of this act or the application of such provision to any person or circumstance is held to be unconstitutional, the remainder of this act and the application of the provisions of such to any person or circumstance is not affected and remains in full force and effect. Section 5, sections 1 through 4 of this act shall be codified as a new article in Chapter 3, Title 1, Mississippi Code of 1972, so they're retroactive. Section 6, this act shall take effect and be in force from and after July 1st, 2024. That's the end of it. So in just over 21 minutes, I was actually less because I started late, I was able to read this whole act. That's literally all it is to try to put firm definitions around the genders, around sex, and to try to call out that gender identity, we don't consider it. And if you have a disorder of some kind, we'll accommodate you, but we need to know about it. Doesn't mean you're a different gender or sex. And we have to be mindful of what equal really means. That's basically what it says. If you heard what I said and it sounds silly that we needed to write it down, I would agree with you. I think it's silly that it has to be written down, this, and more states are doing something like this. The controversy is around, well, feds, you need to do something about this. Feds, you need to do something. Feds, you can't let this happen. And I want to close by just clarifying the way that the framers envisioned the United States, plural, of America. It was always envisioned that each state, by way of who you voted in office, would have nuances to each one. The nuances are things such as the job market. There are things such as farming. There are things such as construction, things such as mining, things such as cars, right? The auto industry. The thought is that each state is going to have their nuances. Some states are simply better at farming than others. Some states have a lot more jobs. Some states have a lot more homes. Some states have a lot more land. Some states have oil. Some states have water. Some states have cheese. Some states do exports to international. Each state has its own nuance to include the kind of policies that they implement, things about abortion, things like, you know, parental rights, everything else is the thought governed by the states, which is why there's a state government in each state. And that certain things would always be state governed, not fed governed. What happened, and I don't know when and why, but what happened is we automatically started this rush to the feds had to protect us and the feds had to defend us and the feds had to dictate to everybody. That's what caused the breakdown of the, quote, unity that Joe Biden talked about when he went in office. That breakdown is because the United States was never founded on this principle that the federal government should dictate to everybody. Now, when you think about things like the amendments to the Constitution, there were certain things that are kind of immutable rights, basic human rights, that, or at least believed to be basic human rights. They've not been adhered to. First, second, fifth, fourth, ninth, eighth. You go down the list and you can find multiple examples where the federal government has basically ignored those. And the state has had to step in on some of them and say, screw you, this is what we're going to do, especially with gun rights, right? So my point, what Mississippi's doing, multiple states are getting on board. But it's silly they have to do that, all because the federal government has kind of enabled this redefinition of something that was kind of a given based on the way that we were taught. And the reason it's such a polarizing issue has to do with population growth. If you don't accept a two-gender or two-sex population, what does it mean? It's a threat to population growth. Population growth, population density, repopulation, redistricting, voting, it all connects together. So if you're throwing off the expectations of growth and the expectations of birthing, the expectations of everything that we've taken like normal, it affects everybody. It doesn't just affect you. It affects the states. It affects tax revenue. Everything, it's a downstream, it's a domino effect. That's what they're afraid of. That's what they're really afraid of. It's not about the individuals themselves. There are certain things we've accepted as the truth for so long. We've built this house of cards around it. And there's a threat the house of cards gets broken down because we have a government in office right now who is basically catering to everybody who trends on social media. That's what you've got. Instead of, let's be a little bit more conservative about what we're trying to do. It doesn't mean that we ignore what's going on. It means we got to be smart about it without destroying our economy en route, because that's really what we've done, is to destroy the economy. Not because of this specific issue, but in general, catering to the trending on social media. Meanwhile, we're shipping money overseas. We're supporting the Ukraine business. We got the Iran business. We got the Israel business. We got all these other things that are not getting the attention they deserve. Our military is weaker than it's ever been. The job market's weaker than it's ever been. The housing market is en route to be another bubble, and no attention's given to solve those. Meanwhile, homelessness is still a problem, et cetera, and so on. So some are looking at this whole situation laughing that we have to write this into black letters to explain to people what you were taught in school to be the truth, and there's no focus or time given to all these more serious issues that require attention that affect us all. I think that was why it caught my eye and why I wanted to break it down and give my thoughts on it. I don't agree with everything that's written in there, because again, I think the word minor should have been left out of it, because, you know, people are called girls all over the place. So I don't think that was appropriate. I do think that some of this is going to have a difficult time holding up to scrutiny. I do think that some of this goes into privacy rights violations. I think it's up for some battle. I think there's going to be some wars around this internal to the country. And but I also don't agree that the federal government should be changing definitions of things, should be referring to women as birthing people, quote unquote. I don't agree that the federal government should be catering to minority groups, including black Americans. I don't want them catering to minority groups. I want the states held accountable to provide places for people to go that is in conformance with what they want. And we know, we all know, that we're never going to get to this nirvana land of kumbaya where everybody gets along. It's not real. It's not reality, right? We're always going to have racism. It's always going to be there. We're always going to have these racial lines drawn in the sand. We're always going to have a drug crisis. We're always going to have these issues that are underlying to it. But as long as there's a governmental focus on nonsense like this, where we have to stop what we're doing and focus on this just to help bring people back to reality, that means we're not focusing on the critical issues. That means everybody's harmed. I like to focus on issues that benefit everybody, not a minority group, any minority group, I don't care what it is, because we have too much that we need fixed, especially now, where this, it really frustrates me seeing that they took the time to do it. I think they had the best of intentions. I'm more frustrated that they had to do it because we got some people who just don't get it. And when the young folks who are pushing for it, when they take over and many of us older folks are out of the way and we're long since dead, the young folks will finally understand when they get to be our age and they see everything's just out of control. The prices are out of control. They can't get a job. And then they'll push for universal basic income, which is never going to happen. No matter what, it's a house of cards. And at some point, they'll get a reality check. And I can only hope with my platform and amongst others, we can encourage parents to teach your kids why these things don't make sense and why we have to focus our attention on things that benefit everybody, not just minority groups, not just what makes us feel good, not just what trends on social media, but things that benefit all of us, and get back to some basic common sense in the world.